J.D. Vance, Kamala Harris is a fake on the border wall. By Hannah Knudsen on August 27, 2024. Democrat presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris is a fake, Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., former President Donald Trump's running mate, said on Tuesday, as both the Harris campaign and the establishment attempt to portray her as tough on the border and passionate about border security, neither of which is true. Kamala Harris is a fake. If she wants to build the border wall, she could start right now. Vance said, responding to an Axios piece that attempts to spread falsehoods about Harris's supposed support of a border wall and border security. If she's elected president, Kamala Harris pledges to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on the wall along the southern border, a project she once opposed and called un-American during the Trump administration. The Axios article reads, asserting that Harris is embracing a more hawkish immigration policy. The problem is that the article points to Harris's promise to sign the bipartisan border security bill, which does not include new funds to build the wall, something Axios actually points out. It just extended the timeline to spend funds that had been appropriated during Trump's last year as president. They say, although the legislation has new restrictions to ensure the money is spent on barriers, according to the outlet. As Breitbart News's John Nolte reported, this Orwellian-named bill crafted but not passed earlier this year in the U.S. Senate would allow up to 35,000 illegal aliens to enter the country every week before triggering additional border controls. That is 1.8 million illegals per year. Nothing in the bill would reverse catch an illegal and release that illegal into America. The greater point that Vance is making is that Harris has been in office with President Joe Biden for more than 3.5 years, tasked with the border, and she has done nothing to secure it. Rather, she and Biden have reversed Trump's policies. They stopped deportations on day one. They stopped construction of the border wall on day one. We see the border wall sitting here ready to be completed behind us. And that can't happen because of Kamala Harris's administration, Vance said during a visit to the border in Cochise County, Arizona, in August. So, all these asylum claimants who come to our border, they can now get released into our country because they're not forced to stay in Mexico while we adjudicate their asylum claims, Vance continued. And we have to remember that, as terrible and idiotic as these policies were, they cause real human beings to suffer, he said, promising a different future under the leadership of Trump and himself. You've got to re-implement Remain in Mexico. You've got to stop catch and release. You've got to force the asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while their claims are being adjudicated. And you've got to finish this border wall and re-implement deportations, he said. If people can come into this country and they know they're never going to be deported, you effectively have an open border. That's what Kamala Harris promised. That's what Kamala Harris did, and Donald Trump and I promised to do exactly the opposite. Despite these realities, Harris's campaign is attempting to make her look as if she is tough on crime and the border, even using Trump's wall in one of her ads. It is preposterous to think that she can even get away with running this ad on television. She accuses President Trump of opening up the border. Caroline Levitt, national spokeswoman for the Trump campaign, said on Breitbart News Saturday. She accuses President Trump of allowing a violent crime wave. Everybody with common sense, with eyes and ears who has been alive for the past 4 years knows that that is the opposite of the truth, she said, adding, they stopped the construction of President Trump's effective border wall. They reversed all of his effective policies. They ended Remain in Mexico, and they said to the world, come on through. And that's why, immediately upon Joe Biden taking office, and Kamala Harris, you saw caravans of migrants coming through South America, coming through Mexico with Biden-Harris t-shirts on. Never forget those images, Levitt added. Related exclusive, large group of migrants from many nations crosses border into Arizona.